1500 years after ancestors from Earth colonized planet SP714, the human population has grown. Countries have divided, risen, fallen, and out of the ashes, Dex Island is about to take center stage. Megalomaniacal weapons manufacturer and president, Nathaniel Dex, works with his colleagues to run his company and steer world politics. The destructive power of the products created by Dex Industries is terrifying, but nothing is more dangerous than his three adopted children, newly unleashed upon the world. Dex Legacy, Episode 1, The Bomb, starring Chris Gregory, Warren Graham, Annika Cordes, Louis Watson, Kamara Elliott, Kelsey Griffin, Charlie Richards, and Emily Inkpen.
Beginning final approach to Zart, capital city of Xenos. Estimated arrival time, 20 minutes.
Are you rehearsing your speech, Nathaniel?
I will not be saying anything, Tristan. This is not my party.
Do you think that as president of Dex and Dex Island, the place where this bomb was engineered, you will not be called upon to say a few words?
Perhaps I will. I'll make something up. It's not important.
What is important?
Almost 1,500 years ago, our ancestors landed on this planet with technology we have never managed to replicate. Their designs guided us in every direction, except back, towards the stars. We've been dragging ourselves forward until now, Tristan. This invention of Osa's, it surpasses everything they knew.
How do you mean?
Well, I expect this planet, SP714 as they so romantically labelled it, had more tricks up its sleeve than they anticipated. There's nothing in their records about this element she keeps going on about.
It's a type of metal, isn't it?
That's what I said. And she spent an hour telling me all the ways in which it isn't.
So what is it?
It's almost a type of metal. Honestly, I don't care what it is as long as it works. The price of this one missile will build us another airship. Maybe two. And in the meantime, Osa can continue her work.
You want another airship? Are you going to start selling those next?
No, there are some things we must keep for Dex Industries alone. We will be the greatest military power on the planet, and a direct threat to nobody.
Selling bombs is one thing, Nathaniel. Selling full military services is another. Who has that kind of money?
Building and maintaining a military force is expensive, Tristan. We're in the industry, we know that better than anyone.
So you really think countries will choose to hire Dex military in times of need rather than maintain their own military power constantly?
Yes.
And you believe you can keep Dex Island neutral? Avoid being dragged into international politics?
Yes.
How?
Because they will fear us. If all goes well, after today, they will all fear us.
How big is this explosion going to be?
Osa tells me it will make a lasting impression. If all goes according to plan, I will never have to sell another.
I see.
Where are my children? Did you make contact?
Yes, they're seeing heavy action in Domina, but they will be joining the Secure Live launch channel.
Good. This will be a historic day for us. They should see it. Those three are still the most dangerous weapons Dex Industries has ever developed.
If this bomb is as big as you say, then...
There are more dangers to the human race than pure death and destruction, Tristan. When Devek designed them, he redesigned us. And there is nothing more dangerous to flawed people than the idea of flawless evolution.
Well, we're a long way away from seeing if evolution is the word to use.
Perhaps. But for now, we build.
Take your people down the left flank. Izra, join me in the middle ground. And
Varian, don't you think I should be taking the left flank? I am faster.
It's not like I'm slow.
No, Ren, you're not. Just slower.
Can you see what they're doing?
Nope, but they're busy beyond that ridge.
With any luck, they're licking their wounds. They've lost over 50 already, and they're a small force.
We're smaller, Varian.
Yes, Izra, but the odds are stacked where we're concerned. And you know it.
They've also got the high ground.
All right. Something's happening. They're...
They're what?
Get down!
What is that?
It looks like they've got five... cannons?
Ren, get your head down for the sake of the gods.
Gods? Don't bring them into this. Varian, how much cover have we got?
Not enough to protect us for long, and if we don't see them off, we'll be here all day, and we'll miss the launch. Why do you have to watch that damn thing anyways?
It's an internationally important event, Varian. And he wants us to witness it.
Well, Ren, we're going to get our asses kicked in an internationally impressive way if we're not careful. We could call in some help.
No way. We're doing this. There's only 60 of them, Varian. We can take them.
60. And five cannons, or whatever the hell they are. We have 10 each. This was meant to be a stealth mission.
Yes, Ren, and they clearly saw us coming. Oh, I bet they're feeling really proud of themselves right now.
Izra, what are you doing?
Varian, left flank.
That's what I said.
I see an opening on the ridge, but they're not pointing their... whatever they are, that way.
Izra, you are not. Get down.
Pax, are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Wait for me.
Izra! Ow!
She's gone, Ren. I've got a drone somewhere. Let me just see what she's doing.
What? Varian, what can you see?
I'm watching. Okay, that was a slick move.
I can't see anything.
Well, you know the cannon on the left?
I saw it.
It's now facing the rest of them.
I hate it when she does this.
I hate how smug she is after. All right, are you ready?
Well, I guess I'm joining you in the middle ground.
Looks like it. Forward!
I hope drones were watching that. I want to see it.
You want to watch yourself fight?
You would too, Varian, if you could fight like that. Woo! That was fun! And we're back in time, so...
Yes, well done, Izra. Who was that soldier you took with you?
Pax. Oh, she's crazy. That's why I needed her.
I wonder where she gets that from. What's our count, Ren?
8. Which isn't bad for one day.
It wasn't just 8, Ren.
What are you talking about?
I counted 103 Dominozi rebels, Izra. Did you forget them? I'd be surprised if you did, considering you took out almost 60 of them by yourself.
Oh, Varian, they weren't our losses. I stopped counting enemy dead years ago.
When you lost count?
No, he's right. Izra, it's just...
Just what?
It's hard to feel sorry for them when my fingers still ache.
Still? That was a week ago.
They stuck electric probes into them and burned them from the inside out. So yeah, they still ache.
Varian, I don't care what you say. We lost 8 today. The others can go to hell.
Well, if that's where they're headed, we'll just join them at some point. You can face them then. Don't smile at me like that, Izra. You can't kill them twice. Ren? If it's bad, you should talk to Devik about it.
Do you think he'd fix me up? You know, they were going to start chopping things off next. You have no idea how relieved I was when you two showed up.
No one takes one of us prisoner and lives to talk about it. They know that now.
Anyway, a few fried nerve endings isn't enough of a reason to go home. If they'd have taken my arm off, then maybe.
Oh, sure, you're so tough.
Tough enough?
Do you think Devek would have made you a new one?
Like a robotic one?
Mm-hmm. Varian, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the secure connection. There's a time limit on these things, you know?
I don't know if I'd want a robotic arm. Would you want me to have a robotic arm?
Depends how it moves, I guess.
Isra? Ren? Not when I'm in the room.
You're not even looking.
I don't need to be okay. Something's coming through.
Preparation. All systems go for launch.
I didn't know we'd be watching via satellite. Ren, do you know anything about this bomb?
I know some things. They don't know how wide the blast radius will be, so I suppose satellite is the best way to see it. Although, that does suggest that it will be big.
How big?
No one knows. The technology has never been tested before. Not on this scale, anyway. We were able to estimate, but nothing more.
And why do Xenos want to blow Rhone up?
The civil war has been going for almost 12 years, and they're fed up with it. The island of Rhone wants its independence back, and Xenos won't let that happen. They buy one bomb of this size from us, drop it on them, get the message across once and for all, and end it.
You know, I think I read something in the seed data about a similar situation on Earth, way back in ancestor history.
Ren, how much of the seed data have you read?
Not enough.
What happened?
A lot of people died.
Cleared for launch. Protocols enabled. Starting countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And there she goes. It'll take a few minutes.
Optimum altitude attained. Missile on target.
I take it they're targeting a populated area.
Something tells me it won't matter much.
And impact.
Oh, wow! That colour!
Sort of blue? Green?
It's still spreading. Oh no!
And there goes Rhone.
That went very well, I think.
Osa, you just destroyed a country with one bomb.
No, Devek, I did not.
How can you think that?
I was told to create the most scientifically advanced weapon the world has ever seen. I did not sell it, and I did not detonate it. When Varian, Isra, and Ren go into battle and kill a multitude, do you feel responsible?
That's different.
And how is that? Hmm? Oh, you let the responsibility rest on their shoulders. That is cold. No? They're children still. Just 15, Varian is 16, hardly responsible adults.
Do not compare my children to this! My work is about science, Osa. What is done with it is...
Yes.
If I had my way, they would stay at home where they are safe, where they can be looked after and monitored.
They are not your children.
Oh, God, Tristan, I hate it when you do that. Please, a little noise next time you walk in on an argument. For the sake of courtesy, no.
They're Nathaniel's children by law. They always have been. He lets you play with them, but they are his property and the property of Dex Industries.
You're giving him an excuse for not taking responsibility for the things they do.
It is not Devik's responsibility.
Huh? So this bomb was not mine?
No, it was not.
What is Nathaniel's take on all this?
He is processing.
He is the business in front of our brains. He puts in the orders and sells the results and deals with the fallout. You know we are lucky to have him.
It is good to know you feel that way. Especially as that is the reason he runs it all. Of course, you're now in a great deal of danger, Osa. Once the shock subdues, people will be angry and they will come after you.
Let them. It's about time I was on a death list or two. It's always given such glamour to Devik's work.
Has it?
I will be providing you with protection.
We'll see how glamorous it feels when you're tripping over his agents every time you turn around.
Devik, those agents are the only reason you're alive.
If Nathaniel let me keep the children at home, I wouldn't need your agents.
You think they would protect you, Devik? After everything you've done to them? One day, my friend, you will realize that they do not love you. I think maybe the opposite. If I were you, I would sleep easier knowing they're fighting other people a long way from here. It's why I like bombs and guns. They have no thoughts. They won't one day wake up and think, Osa made me a killing machine, but I did not want to be a killing machine. I think maybe I don't like Osa so much anymore.
This isn't helping anyone.
I have always sought to make them more, better.
Devik, I don't want to talk about the children. Today, I went beyond anything anyone has ever done before. On this planet, anyway. Let me have this.
I don't think you'll find much competition for the glory.
So, Tristan, you also do not approve?
I think you followed your brief and your technology was extraordinary. But history remembers the minds behind the weapons as monsters, not scientists.
Exactly!
The same goes for you, Devik.
But think of what I can do with that much energy, Tristan. Think of what can be achieved.
Concentrate on those things and you may be remembered as more than just a psychopath.
It takes one to know one, Tristan Crail. Do you never think what people will say about you?
Most people don't know I exist and very few know who I am. I am not interested in infamy.
Oh, but you are infamous. The world fears you and your network of spies, your agents. Even if they don't know the mind behind it, they know there is a mind. Lack of knowledge is more frightening, I think. Nathaniel, what is your opinion?
Never again.
In episode 1 of The Dex Legacy, you heard Chris Gregory as Nathaniel Dex, Warren Graham as Tristan Crail, Annika Cordes as Dr. Osa Srivastava, Louis Watson as Dr. Devik Shah, Kamara Elliott as Varian Dex, Kelsey Griffin as Isra Dex, Charlie Richards as Ren Dex, and Emily Inkpen as Auto, with music by Dr. Alan Stroud. The Dex Legacy is written by me, Emily Inkpen, and produced by Alternative Stories. If you enjoyed that episode, please like, subscribe, and comment. It really does help. If you'd like to support The Dex Legacy, you can at ko-fi.com/thedexlegacyaudiodrama.